With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The League of Women Voters of the Northwoods wants to make sure every eligible voter, no matter their age, is able to exercise their right to vote. WXPR's Katie Thorson tagged along as a group of volunteers visited a local high school to help students register.
So first thing you have to do is type in your name and address.
There's not a high number of students at Rhinelander High School that will be 18 by the November 5th election. But as League of Women Voters of Wisconsin President Dorothy Skye says, every vote matters. It's why Skye and two other members of the Northwoods chapter spent their Thursday morning walking five RHS students through how to register to vote.
We see this as a torch passing celebration, passing things to the next generation and maybe make them, help them realize that, oh, it's up to me now. These old ladies obviously aren't going to last forever.
18-year-olds McKenna Sterninski and Kaya Hanold say it was much easier than they thought it would be.
It was actually really, really easy. I thought it was going to be a lot harder, but definitely do it. It takes like 2 minutes.
Yes, if that.
For them, registering to vote in the upcoming presidential election was a matter of personal conviction. This was their response when asked why they wanted to register to vote.
I think it's important to stick up for what you believe in and fight for the causes of what you think is right, no matter what you believe in.
I grew up in a pretty political household. I believe that it's very important. I was raised to do my research, look at the facts, and have my own opinions on the side as well. Along with McKenna, I believe that you should follow through on what you believe in.
While this November will be the first time they're voting in an election, Skye hopes it won't be their last.
Encourage them to vote just once. Because once you do it, it feels good. You get that feeling. And then it establishes a habit.
The League of Women Voters also registered students at Three Lakes High School last week. They'll be at Lakeland Union tomorrow. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
October 16th is the deadline to register online in Wisconsin. You have until November 1st to register at your clerk's office. You can also register to vote at your polling place on Election Day. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny says City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi is in control of the drop box located outside City Hall. That's after it became a flashpoint between the two earlier this fall.
This is an area where we had a disagreement on whether they're needed or not, and then, you know, coupled with some of the security concerns that I had.
Denny said he believes Bernardi has good intentions with the box.
I believe our clerk has the best interest of the city and the voting integrity in mind, and she does an excellent job.
Denny says he thinks everyone has had their say on the issue and they will come to some kind of middle ground.
So most of the punches have been thrown, so I guess you're catching me on the day after with a couple hours sleep. We're going to find a path forward. I think we're on that path.
Denny removed the box in late September. At that time, the box was locked and unable to accept documents, ballots, or payments, but not bolted to the sidewalk. That led to a back and forth between the mayor and the clerk. Denny eventually returned the box to the clerk, and it was bolted down and opened earlier this month. The incident has been the subject of investigations by the Portage County Sheriff's Office and the Department of Justice. The findings of both are still pending. Across the Great Lakes region, there is a growing interest among Native American tribes to revive wild rice harvesting, including in Wisconsin. More from Mike Moen.
Closely intertwined with indigenous culture and identity, this important resource was decimated after the arrival of European settlers. But today, many partners are supporting initiatives to restore wild rice beds. Joe Gravine leads such efforts for the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians in northern Wisconsin. He says as their work began to produce positive results, it was a joy to see excitement among fellow harvesters.
To see that abundance of rice that hasn't been there for 20 years, that smile on her face, the energy that they give off.
Over the past couple of centuries, activities like indiscriminate logging, dam building, and mining played a role in wiping out the presence of wild rice. Despite the recent revival, new threats like climate change have emerged that could affect the plant's future. That's prompted calls for more research and funding to build on recent success stories. Gravine suggests they're at a crucial point in scaling up harvesting, noting that inconsistent weather patterns complicate the management plans.
You know, we're getting these major storms, rainstorms, whatever, you know, right when the race is ripe.
In some cases, teams are combining emerging data with cultural instincts to monitor growing trends and get a sense of how future seasons will play out. Many partners are supporting the restoration work, including state, federal, and intertribal agencies, universities, and non-government organizations. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
Wisconsin's elk hunting season started over the weekend, but only for the few hunters lucky enough to get a permit. This is Wisconsin's seventh elk hunting season since the reintroduction of elk. It also represents a milestone, with the first season hunters have the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. The DNR approved an 8-bull harvest quota for the northern elk zone and a 4-bull quota for the inaugural season in the central elk zone. Per treaty rights, half of the 8-bull harvest for the northern elk zone has been reserved by the Ojibwa tribes. The 8 hunters participating in the state-administered hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,000 applicants. More information on elk in Wisconsin can be found at the DNR's elk webpage. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.